This is St. Louis Public Radio. After a series of high-profile scandals, leaders of the Missouri House made changing the state's ethics laws a major priority. But the recent resignation of a state lawmaker provoked tough questions about whether new laws can change Jefferson City. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines whether there are limits to legislating the legislature.
At the tail end of a recent edition of Politically Speaking, State Senator Jill Shoup was asked a fairly straightforward question. Had her colleagues learned anything from the resignations of John Deal and Paul Lavoda, two lawmakers who stepped down last year amid accusations of inappropriate behavior toward interns? The Creve Coeur Democrat provided this pessimistic response.
I'd like to think that the better side of our nature takes over. That's simply not always going to be the case. I'm sad to say it may very well happen again. I don't know how long those lessons will be heeded.
Those words turned out to be eerily prophetic, because days later, we heard this.
It's personal things that need to be handled between myself and my family, and that's where we're addressing his issues now.
That's former State Representative Don Gosin, the Baldwin Republican who resigned suddenly last Wednesday for then unspecified personal reasons. He later told various media outlets he was unfaithful to his wife. Gosin's scandal hit at an inopportune time for the legislature. In the first few days of session, the Missouri House had passed legislation dealing with lobbyist and disclosure concerns. In fact, timing was one of the reasons Gosin stepped aside.
Any issues up here at the House with some of the ethics reform, I didn't want anything I have happening personal to play any role in any of that.
But regardless of Gosin's intent, his departure from the legislature seeped into the Senate debate over ethics. It's provided fuel to the idea that the current legislative push is inadequate. Some lawmakers note that any overhaul is incomplete without campaign contribution limits. Others, like State Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield, don't believe the proposals will change anything.
And I apologize for calling it as I see it, but I believe it's hocus pocus.
Many of the House ethics bills appear to assume that Jefferson City's anything-goes culture causes good people to do bad things. But what if voters keep electing lawmakers to office with deep-seated character flaws, like susceptibility to peer pressure or a disdain toward women? Could banning a lobbyist from giving that person a nice meal really stop that lawmaker from having an affair or engaging in sexual harassment? Dixon doesn't think so.
The system is not corrupting. The system is innate. The problem is we have human beings involved. And there's not one of us that's perfect.
For his part, House Speaker Todd Richardson remains unconvinced by the Senate's arguments. He's even promised to start attaching some of the House's ethics ideas to Senate bills to make sure they cross the finish line.
I hope the senators that have those concerns will find a way to get over them, because we're going to pass and we are going to put on the governor's desk substantive, meaningful ethics reform.
State Representative Elijah Haar voted for all of the House ethics bills. But the Springfield Republican acknowledged there are limits to what lawmakers can do. After all, he says it's difficult for voters to detect intricate personal details about candidates who run for office.
The voters are the ultimate backstop. They're the ones that check it. But that's generally on the back end. When you have just a few people that you have to pick from, and often you don't know those people directly, it's hard to have an idea of which ones have the best ethical background.
Leaders from the House and Senate will ultimately figure out which pieces of ethics legislation go to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. But unless state legislative candidates voluntarily disclose their flaws and failings to voters, there's no guarantee that the misdeeds of the past year won't occur again. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.